From the beginning, we were story creatures. We made them before we made tools, cities, podcasts. All of us huddled together, yearning, wondering, defining our communities through them. These delicate, precious things, our first and oldest invention, stories. The function of a story is to be shared and shared again. If a story is not shared, it dies. But if it's passed on, it lives forever. Our flesh ages. Our bodies die. But our stories live on through each other, told to children, strangers, and friends alike. Each telling tinged by the tongue of the teller. Each survived by its ability to give form to our most inner selves, yet connect us to each other. We gathered under the infinite and unknowable heavens, and imagined our place among all that made us wonder. From this ritual, our oldest ritual, came our gods, our devils, and everything in between. They make us just as we make them. They give shape and meaning to all things. They provide a language to articulate what cannot be given form. We looked up and saw an infinite universe and gave it our voice. We knew, even then, that the heavens were in us just as we were in them. That every light which cluttered the night sky, every creature that crawled beneath our feet, every fire we lit to gather around, was an extension of ourselves. This is our oldest and most fundamental ritual. This is what makes us human beings. Time has marched forward, and the realities of industry and capitalism have beaten this ritual down into small, mean things. Products, intellectual property, media, content, every story, every god and devil, a transaction. But we are still human beings. We haven't lost that fundamental instinct to hear a story told by a human voice. We are still sitting by a fire, under the stars, wondering at our place in them. Join me each episode as I tell you a story. It could be funny, scary, exciting, or romantic. It will always be in that first tradition of the oral storyteller, without the constraint of academic pondering or the impetus of producing so-called content. Flavored liberally by the experience of the teller and in revered awe of the vast spectrum of our shared experience. Spend a night under the stars, by the fire, with tales of monsters, villains, and heroes. And then, as twilight breaks and the veil of night is washed in the dew of morning, we'll have breakfast with Gilgamesh.